This is Al Simpson. Today is America's election day. Win, lose, or draw, the people finally have their say. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, regardless of the outcome of today's elections, it is so important that we Americans understand that this special day, celebrated every 4 years, is the very essence of what our democracy is all about. As Americans go into the voting booths, people from across the globe will be watching and admiring how our people choose their president for the 50th time in our history. The new democracies of Eastern Europe and the former Soviet Union all send delegations to the U.S. to learn how democracy really works. We have known for over 200 years that the ballot box is the near sacred shrine for settling disputes among free men and women. All those around this unsettled planet who have only recently voted for the very first time know that our proud legacy is that of making the ballot more powerful than the bullet, and that has become the reality of the search for truth and freedom worldwide.
Al, every vote counts today. It's every citizen's chance to make a difference for the future. Families across America are fed up. People want jobs, not a place in the unemployment line. Parents want decent schools. Families want health care when they're sick, not higher and higher insurance premiums, taking deeper and deeper bites from paychecks. There's a fundamental choice, Al. 4 more years of the ringer we've been through, or 4 better years under new leadership on jobs, education, health care, and other issues that make a difference in people's lives. George Bush was elected on false pretenses in 1988. He said he'd be the education president, the environmental president, the health care president, the kind and gentle president. But he's none of the above, Al. On issue after issue, he's been the Doolittle president. Today's the day, Al. The people finally get to speak. You and I both know what they're going to say. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the results of today's elections. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.